love Jesus?
Tim, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good thing.
Welcome to Jumping the Turnstile. I am Jazz Bot.
I am Timmy Tugger.
Back in the studio for another episode. Tim's got his coffee. It is Sunday.
Yeah.
Just been to the market, got my DVDs.
Yes.
Had me coffee.
Yeah, we did the old should we go, should we stay, should we go deal.
To Oakley.
Usually when I go, I say we should stay.
Okay. Well, we we do a good sleep in on a Sunday, and then we should get there earlier for the good DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're selling like, you think
they're not selling like hotcakes. But yeah, we get down there. Cassie goes through the books. I go through the DVDs.
Books.
Yeah, kids' books. Really good for prezos. Like really nice, like illustrated books.
Yeah, right.
Pristine. Pristine. Okay, all these different ones. And so she'll get a pile of them, and the guy will go, $5.
Yeah, he's good.
He bundles.
But what's his name? Claude and Giorgio. He looks like a George, doesn't he?
he goes today.
He's an old raver.
He was supposed to say, does anyone need help? And he goes, anyone need harassed? I need harassment. He goes, come on over, mate. I'll harass ya.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
I always go to him, not to Claude. He gives me a good chop out. We have a little chat, a hand-to-hand chat.
Don't go to Claude.
Right.
No, Cass will always go to the other guy.
She goes to Claude.
No, it goes to
Georgie Boy.
Georgie Boy. Because, he knows us now.
Yeah.
And we get a good deal. Yeah. We'll tell you something about Oakley, though.
Yeah.
It's booming. It's like...
It is.
Crazy.
When you get into the guts of it, that strip. Remember that strip used to be like the fungus.
Under your toe. Those streets used to be two ways. Remember that?
Oh, they did
those
too.
Small streets. And now it's just like that one.
Yeah.
You go one
uptown,
way.
Uptown, downtown.
Yeah. It's a nightmare. Like you just do not want to enter that street on a Sunday.
No.
But I will tell you this, punters. Well, Oakley Council, let's get a gurney out, a pressure washer.
Yeah.
Let's go up and down the street every 7 to 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of some bird poop.
Yeah, you might find that them streets are paved with gold underneath that black tar.
Yeah. And the buildings, some of the old buildings there, they just need a good scrape out of paint, you know.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah. There always seems to be something going on at that park.
Yes.
Where the rotunda is and the fake
cemetery. Yeah, the Pioneer Cemetery.
Yeah. Pioneer.
But I'll tell you who's coming up. Huntingdale Strip, like near Moo.
Yeah.
That's my local. And it is just wall-to-wall restaurants.
Yeah.
New ones coming in. A lot of Greek, a lot of Italian. It's good.
Got ads the nukes here.
Oh yeah, on the mobile.
Yeah, he wants to know if I had a buddy had a good night last night. He said good night, and I'm like, no, I'm up.
Yeah,
sure. Is that a witty quip?
It says
good night. I'm just gonna write back. We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but ads the is writing a book.
Yeah, right.
Actually, he's written a fantasy book.
Yeah,
and he gave me the elevator pitch the other day. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Is it a bald hero?
No, it's like a dream world run by this raven.
So like, Inception mixed with the Crow.
It's the cemetery thing, and it's a good little twist. But he's written a hip hop book called Behind the Lines.
Okay.
And
it's a good Sunday coffee book.
It's all the pinnacle MCs and rappers from the last 15 years.
Local fresh.
And what he's done is he's got them to pick one of their pinnacle lyrical songs, and then he gets the story from behind the lines, you know, in the trenches. Mm-hmm. He gets the story about the conception of it, what it's about.
Between the lines.
But he pulls apart, because he loves his lyrical content, so he pulls apart, like, and what does this line mean, that kind of thing. But I coerced him into recording every interview, and then we're going to chop that down and do a Behind the Lines podcast series.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Yeah, he's fucking done it.
He recorded all of them.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah, he's all over it.
He's all over it.
He knows the drills, man.
Wow.
And yeah, Behind the Lines, The Art of Words, Volume 1. Now, he's added the Volume 1 because he knows he's going to do another one.
Good on him, Matt.
Yeah, but he's got the bloody, he's got the names, man.
The fever.
He's got the names. But that's the thing. What do you do?
How
do you
get onto him? Does he just make contact?
Oh, well, a lot of the contact's through me.
Okay. Because you're pretty big in the scene.
Yeah, because I'm a pretty big deal down at the box factory. It's when you pitch something like that, it's like everybody does records, CDs, podcasts, and then then you do radio, and then like those mediums are gone.
Dead.
Then the idea of being published is the sort of next pinnacle of the thing.
But you self-published, don't you?
Oh, you'd have to self-publish that, wouldn't you? You pitch that bitch, but he's
got contacts. He's a good writer. He might know some people in the biz.
Yeah, no, he does. He's got a few contacts, but that's good. That's an up and coming from Adsty Nukes.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Favorite.
Yes, haven't seen him for a while in the pod, but
that's all right. And these pods have been easier than that.
Few and far between.
That's all right. We do what we've got to do.
Well, you and I were talking about the summer, right? And it's pretty much over now, which is good.
Yeah, like it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and working in that heat,
that's fucked.
It takes it out of you. It really, yeah, it does. It really wrecks you.
You can't be fucked.
Yeah, when you come home, you can't be fucked.
Can you look at my health?
Let's do a step off.
We're going to do a step off, right? Step off. And I want my health thing set to, so I can see the days and what steps I did, so we can do a comparison.
Yeah.
Because so every once in a while, I'll send you a text saying, oh, I've done X amount this thing, and then you'll counteract mine with maybe triple or quadruple.
We're talking about on your iPhone, it's your pedometer, your health history, and it tells you how many steps you do in a day.
Yeah, so can I go back? Where's my history?
Or is this I've had it on there for you.
Yeah, but that just gives me like,
click on each.
I'll go show all.
Show all.
Just go through the days, steps. Yeah, see, it's narrowing it down to yearly and monthly.
Yeah, because it's
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Give us this back. Yeah, because you just pop the thing in your pocket, and it evasively collects data on your health and sends it to the who are those fucking cunts that are fucking with our lives? The health,
CDC.
No, the other guys. Yeah, the
ASIO.
No.
CIA.
No. FBI. No. The World Health Organization.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. The WHO. The WHO.
Who?
Look, at the top way there, and you got day, week, month, year. So you can press day.
I go daisies.
How many today, mate?
Today I've done 1,500. Steppos. Yeah. I didn't go to the market though. That's just walking around doing dishes and cleaning the pool.
Yeah, I'm up to 3,000. Right, but let's go weekly.
Well, let's just set the bar first, right?
Okay.
So, Vanessa's work boss.
Yes.
He came to work Monday, and I don't know. Steps came up in the conversation, and how many steps do you think he did over the weekend?
150.
No. Really, really reach.
Oh, he's 75,000. Just steps.
460,000 steps.
Okay.
Is he doing Saturday, Sunday.
Is he doing a marathon?
23 Ks.
Yeah.
Both riding, walking, talking.
Huh.
Walking, talking. 400.
That's all. Seems it's above average.
Fucking heaps, man.
Hmm.
So we're small fry.
We are small fry.
In the step off, but this ranks.
Look, the pedometer doesn't account for how many holes you dug, how hot it was, carrying,
if you're what you're pushing,
what you're pulling,
the slope, it just
says once, yes,
yeah.
Steps. Now there is an elevation one.
Is there?
Yeah.
Right.
But let's go. Know?
Oh, because it works out the tilt of the phone, does it? So should I put my phone upside down in my pocket?
Well, I noticed when I was doing flooring in the city, and I'd take the steps instead of the bloody elevator, because it takes too long.
Yeah, right.
It shows that you've done like 45 flights. Up.
A nose.
A nose. Oh, you
it must work out the GPS of the elevation.
So Monday I did
this fucking thing.
9,005. And also this is, you don't always have your phone on you. No. So you're always giving yourself another 500 or something. So 9,500, another 10,000, at a 12,000, an 8,000.
Oh, okay. I can see now. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I'm right. I'm with you. So, like, I average about 6,000 a daisy.
Hmm.
But then on a Friday, I cracked the 15,000 mark, but then the next day 4,000, then the next day 1,500.
Yeah, I think it's a good little tool, a measurement to go, okay, well I am moving, I'm not a slack dog.
Mm.
Like I will get it out and about. Like I did 8,000-9,000 yesterday just doing it in the gardens.
Here's pitch app bitch app for you.
Okay, here we go.
So it's got a built-in GPS.
Yeah,
and then when it works out that you're going above 20 k's an hour, it's obvious you're on a bike, vehicle.
A car, yeah.
Yeah, in a car, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say you're going to work and you want to, for your tax reasons, keep a log of your distance you're driving.
Yeah.
Then there should be a tax app that clocks how much petrol you're using, how far you're going in the caro. Because it should work out whether you're going on freeways.
I think if you just wear one of those bloody Apple Watches, it just takes every...
Fuck that fucking shit. I know.
This is the girls, our ladies. They've both got one of those, haven't they?
Ness doesn't wear hers.
Oh.
Nah.
So that was a good purchase.
I think she got... What's that guy's name? Something Purchase?
Ray Bloody Purchase
from Oakley Market. From some other bitch.
Right.
That just went, fuck this Apple thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to upgrade.
Yeah, it's the upgrade. It's constant upgrade.
I love the upgrades. Kids love the upgrades.
Oh, man.
Audrey, not so much.
iPhone 8 I've got right here.
Yeah, right. 8. Yeah, right.
And okay. It goes fine.
I go the recondish. I don't see any problem with it.
Yeah, don't buy it off shelf. I always recondish. Or this just get a hammer down.
Some fucking stinky cunt's pocket.
Whoa. Family friendly show.
Is it? Okay, sorry.
It is a Sunday.
It is, after all. Do people still go to mass?
Don't know about that.
I wonder what the turnout is. Because they usually, they got the hook where if you belong to the school, you have to belong to the parish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you went to church, right, and there's like, let's just say, because you know, at a party. A house party, and it's spread too far. There's a fire at the back.
Yeah.
There's the sideways going off. The kitchen's got full of people. The deck's got some.
Yeah.
And it looks too spread out. Yeah. You might have 50 people there, but it looks like a shit party. Is that the same with mass? Do you think when you go in, they go, Parish. Right, everyone up the front.
Oh, it's not a hip-hop fucking show.
Come on, we all go to the spots to fill out the front. Jesus can't see you from that far away.
Yeah. Sir, right at the back, what are you doing? Do you want to come? Do you call people out as the priest and go, come into the fold?
Oh, yeah, you know, okay.
Let's come close. I'll get off the mic. I'll come down from the pew.
Oh, do you reckon he could do a bloody...
hip-hop priest?
No, I'm thinking more of a stand-up scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Where he does some crowd work.
Yeah, what's with the devil?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, sir, what's your name? Where do you come from? And what do you believe
in? Yeah, what do you do? What do you believe in? Yeah. What's give us two things that proved God's existence to you this week.
What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do? Right, here we go.
Okay, well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, all right.
Ran into, this it's a good segue. Ran into... I was doing a body corporate job, fences and stuff. And I don't know if this is boring.
Fuck, it's boring when you're fucking...
This is boring. But anyway, I ran into a lady, the liaison was nice, really nice lady, and got to talking to her. And she said one of the days, what time are you finishing? And I said, I don't know, I'll probably be here another hour. And there's other noise in the background. She goes, that's not going to help. What's going on? Like, she goes, we're recording. I said, what's your podcast? What's your potty?
Yeah.
She goes, Jesus loves the world.
Does he?
He does, apparently. And so I was
Jesus
like,
"Loves the World podcast."
I'd already said, oh, "I've got a podcast." Mm. She was with her friend. She thought, "What's it called?" I said, "Jumping the Turnstile." She goes, "Oh, that's nice." What in one sentence? What is that?
Ah, the old
fuck.
Oh, shit.
I said, "Well, it's two brothers that get together.
Two brothers getting together.
That talk about
he
their
likes
wives
cats and he likes dishwashers."
Anyway, so in the meantime, the chick had looked it up and read it out. Sometimes a game, sometimes a guest, and
okay.
Your little blurb on it.
Yeah, okay.
Said, "Well, that's very nice and sweet, isn't it?" And
oh, thought,
oh my god! Please don't listen to this episode.
No. No, although she could be, and if she is, shout out, nod to
no,
you.
Definitely shout out. I tried to listen to Jesus Loves the World, right?
Yeah.
And it would not work on my phone.
Oh, really?
I had to send her an email going, it just
okay,
died.
Because I'll give you, whereas...
Here it is. 20-minute episodes, though.
20-minute episodes. Well, I ran into a dude at the dentist.
Unavailable.
Episode unavailable.
And...
Oh, she took it down. She
maybe
heard
she's
one
blocking
of
me.
She heard one of our episodes. And, she went
and you were F and C bombing on a Sunday.
Oh, Sean Enough has just chimed in. Mm. And he said, "This op shop is shut, but when it opens, I'm getting you this." And it is a copy on vinyl of Wicked Rugby Songs. Wicked. Yeah, so
anyway,
I was at the
Jesus
dentist.
Priest, Jesus
yeah,
Priest,
well,
forget, hold
podcast.
On. Yes, podcast.
I was at the dentist. And standing there, and then the dentist came out and said, "Good luck with the podcast." And I just went, because I was sitting in there reading the Woman's Monthly, and I stood up and went, because I had to go to the counter for some reason. I went, "Hey, you got a podcast? Yeah. What's your podcast?" And he said, "It's a theatre play.
Oh yeah,
it's called Jimmy's Run. And it's a radio play." And I said, "Well, you know, like, what's the deal, man?" And he did a full, like...
Is this a dentist or a client?
Client.
Hmm.
I was like, how bizarre is it? The two podcasters in the one dentist trip.
Oh, no. We all have a podcast.
Yeah, we all do.
My vet has a podcast with his...
But we'll give a little...
Councillor O'Brien, I'm glad you're well enough to join us today.
Yep, not yep. Vet yet.
Can someone close that door? I know we're in a country RSL, but...
Not just any country RSL.
Exposition.
This is the Wills Reach RSL. We won most hospitable to visiting bowlers in 2020, 21 and 22.
We have a mahogany bar and there's a nice little pool table over there with a lovely little green light above it. I'm sure you can picture it right now.
And who's this walking into
I didn't make it too far into it.
Mm.
But... because we were going to do a radio play at one stage.
Oh, we were going to do so many things.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of did.
Yeah.
We kind of did. We did the Batman.
Yeah, we did the Batman. I still got an idea for the Batman. But
oh, yeah.
Anyway,
Batman.
So I'm
but
driving.
But this podcast is everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Hmm. It's before you it's go on, rife. Before you change the subject.
I'm not. I'm just trying to finish the first part
okay,
of the
good,
fucking
go,
thing
yeah,
that
go.
I said. It was good. Very boring.
Okay.
But anyway, Jesus loves the world. But does he? Does he love me? So anyway, I was driving out of the fucking job, and this guy was driving into the driveway, so I had right away, he was, you know, I was right up, and he was just coming in, so he had to sort of back out onto the street, right?
Ugh.
Dude gets out of his car.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
he's about 30 soaking wet.
Jesus loves it.
And he goes, were you parking, is that you building the fence? Said, yeah, man, yep, building the fence. He goes, well... I couldn't bloody park my car. Your timber's everywhere. And I couldn't park my bloody car. It's just not fair. And I went, this is on like a 35 degree day. I'm like sweating bullets. And, you know, I'm up there.
Is it at the end of the day?
Right at the end of the day.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. That's what I was thinking about.
Fucking idiot.
Idiot. And so I stayed in the car and I was just like, hey, mate. I'm just doing the work.
I'm not your guy.
I said, I quoted this over a year ago. I've quoted it three times since then. It's taken this long to get it through. Obviously, everyone knows about it. Mm. The body corporate lady's just over there. Jesus loves the world lady. Mm. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, because I can't say,
fuck, go fucking
tell
your fucking
dog.
Dead.
Yeah.
It's only the 25s, the 35s are going to pull that gag of the jump out of the car. Intimidation.
Here's the deal, man. And this is what I was saying to the other people that would, anyone that would listen to me about it, is I said, back in my day, so he gets back in his car. I said, look, talk to the body corporate, mate. I don't care.
It's a good little get. Talk to the bloody body corporate, bro.
As I'm driving past his car.
It used to be, do you want a Mars bar or a medal?
Yeah. I just said, grow up.
Oh, right? You did grow up.
Because I couldn't say fuck off.
Yeah.
I just say grow up.
That's an adult's fuck off.
Yeah, it is. Like, you're being a child, mate. Like,
it's a civilian's.
What he didn't realise is that his car spot is now clear because I'd used the timber and it's all neat and nice. The new fence in front of his car. And
so he, when he got into his spot, he ate shit.
He ate shit. But immediately, I must have told him to go fuck himself at 4:16. And by 4:19, the body corporate had an email going, this guy told me to grow up.
He yelped. He yelped. Yeah. To
grow up.
He's a dobber 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 dora.
So Damien, my contact, at the body corporate,
Damo.
He calls up and he goes, "Oh man, how bad is this fire?
Oh,
what do I have to do to put it out?" I said, "Mate, there's no fire." He was very aggressive, and I said, "Look, back in my day, tradesmen were." Either very drunk the whole time, hungover, or just like aggressive.
Or on ice.
Yeah, on ice.
Yeah.
Just aggressive, like, because we've been using our testosterone all day, and we're ready for a fight, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And your testosterones are just huge and swollen.
Swinging testosterones. And you just, well, you just don't talk to people like that.
Because imagine if you did that to a bricky or a plaster.
Oh, my God. Or a roofer.
Or a roofer.
Or one of the riggers on the top of the buildings, like putting up bloody concrete and shit.
Yeah. They'll dump a fucking 2-ton on you.
On them. So anyway, the next day I go back and I'm talking to the lady that lives below him.
Yeah.
He lives second floor down.
Does Jesus love her?
Jesus loves hers.
Okay,
She was a good chick, man. And I tell her the story, and she goes, yeah, he's a bit like that. Like, he keeps his doors, his balcony door open the whole time.
Gotcha.
And then like, if a smell, like a kitchen smell or anything comes up, he'll be downstairs knocking on doors going, I can smell your food.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like,
this wall's a wafer thin.
Like, dude, I don't even cook. I get takeaway.
Yeah.
She was of an Asian background, right?
Oh, right. So he's targeted her. He smelled the wontons gone. It's her.
It's her, but it's not.
He's profiling her.
Yeah, profiled. And it must be, there's 45 people living there, so there's smells of bong in the air and washing and curries and like laxas and all the good stuff.
It's a festival.
So
it's an apartment festival.
What are you supposed to say?
You're supposed to fucking write a petition and get him fucking ousted.
Kicked out.
Yeah. There's always one in every building.
Sometimes there's more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I said to Damien. I was like, mate, how the hell do you do this job? You've got the hardest job, like dealing with all these fuckheads.
Yeah.
He goes, no, you got the hard job,
mate. Oh, yeah. I appreciate that, mate. Yeah.
Thanks, mate. No, you do. Because you're doing this all day, every day.
I insist. You got the hardest job.
I get to leave at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never stop corporating the body, do you?
Nah. I just thought, wow. Is that what the world's come to?
It is.
Soft men. Like, no one's been allowed to punch on for so long that everyone thinks you can just get away with it, this guy.
Yeah. I'll put a review on your internet page and then you'll really suffer.
And that's why I can't. That's why I don't. I'm not a violent man.
No.
But, I mean.
Well, that's why you don't put your buddy phone number on the side of the car.
That's right.
Because he'll just go straight to the buddy Instagram and
poo-poo
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't advertise on your car.
Boys. Nah.
Especially if you
shouldn't need to.
No, word of mouth is all you need.
Yeah. Well, you just got to be on site and then the work comes to you.
It does. Weird, man.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Because our long-time listener, Icicle, was on site and in one day, he got 5 more jobs in the same street.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get it. You get a spot and you never leave.
Nah.
Never leave the spot.
That's it, man. That's why I don't go more than 10 Ks from my house. I had a request come in from Warren from Nari Warren the other day.
Oh yeah, Wazza from Wazza.
Wazza
from Nazza Wazza.
And I was like, ah, sorry, mate, I can't. It's
too far.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say that.
Too far.
Yeah. You're a 15K radius.
Maybe that.
But 15 gets you to the city, so yeah, you're more. It's not even five to seven, like, soaking wet.
Elwood, you know, I don't even like going into St Kilda. I won't go into Box Hill anymore.
Yeah, I'm not very partial to the Elsenwick zone.
No, all that zone. It's hard to dig. Well, not the beach suburbs are easy digging.
Yeah, sandy.
Sandy.
Sandy soft.
So, you know, you can either go up to Ringwood. Marshy. You can go to Ringwood and it's like bloody clay up there,
mate. Yeah, buddy. Mount Evelyn's like clay and slope.
Tell them about Icy Cool.
Icy Cool coming to
you. You had a the Force.
Oh, so yeah. So I was bloody working off Hull Road in
Lilydale.
Yeah, off in Lilydale. And I'm painting some sticks and digging some holes. And I just had this like psychic
vision.
Psychic feeling.
Right.
I went, fucking Camo's close. He's near. I can sense his aura. Yeah, his vibes. I can sense it. So I sent him a text and went, send me a map to where you are, bro. Mm. I want to know where you are because I'm just off Hull Road. I'm in your buddy hood. And sure enough, he was in the next fucking street.
Bizarre.
I looked at the map. Two rooftops away.
As the crow flies.
I was going to, like, if he didn't come at lunchtime to come and check out the side, I was going to say, just listen out right now. Can you hear this? I was going to do that. But the area's too quiet.
Yeah.
People don't like that.
No. Scares people.
Yeah. They're like, who the fuck is whistling out here? You can imagine what the 35-year-olds are like out in Lilydale.
Mm. They probably got their heads screwed on a little bit more than the cats living. I think if you're living in this body corporate world where there's flats and there's people and there's car spots and it's dog eat dog and yeah. I think it's
my spot, your spot.
They seem like, you know, come to St Kilda, it's so chill, mate. No, it seems like everyone's pent up.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, right.
That close quarter living.
Yeah.
You write that?
Yeah, no, I'm just looking at my notes here. Maybe I put it in skid ideas. Yeah, that's all right. Just change the bloody subject.
What the fuck was that all about?
That was me checking my notes, so okay. I knew what to say next. 7-Eleven, what would you say, because you know they've always got discount chockies on the counter.
Yeah.
And did you always look at those and go, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with them?
No,
because they always do the upsell. They go, $7 for the petrol, and would you like some chocolates? You're like, nah, mate. You sure you don't want a Kit Kat for $2?
Do you want five Kit Kats for $6? Yeah.
The other day I saw on the counter, heavily discounted.
Yeah.
Like it said, it was a discounted, then a crossed out, then a rediscount.
Yeah.
Condoms.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Who would buy?
That's a pivotal. Oh, discounted.
So discounted. Dingers.
Ultra discounted dingers.
That is not the way.
That's not the way to
use a condom.
No, that's not the way to run a business.
No, it's not.
No.
One thing I'll notice about my 7-Eleven. No matter what time you go in there, day or night, like, there's no ventilation and it smells like BO. Yeah, I've just said it.
Yeah.
It smells like BO. I don't know if it's from the people working the shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't, you know, is that fabric that you've doesn't...
You've got a thing about that fabric smell.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like, you do. You
synthetic
really do.
Fabrics smell.
They do.
We're cotton.
You can't get it out. You can't soak them. There's no soaking. No.
Anything fluoro is a nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
And it has that sweat smell, like a weird sweat smell.
So, or is it the only material that you can make fluoro? Is that what the deal is there?
Nah, I don't think so. I just think it was like...
You ever seen fluoro...
Flanny. It's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I like the cotton.
Yeah, the feel.
It breathes.
Yeah, gotcha.
7-Elevens, I don't know.
They stink.
They stink.
And then you're gonna get food poisoning, and now you're gonna get pregos.
Yeah, I I wear my blinker. I've got my blinkers on, like the horse, when I go into any shop or, like, you know, because there's nothing in a 7-Eleven that has any nutrients in it. It's like, or apart from the dollar bananas, I'll get a banana sometime. Oh,
from the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get a banana. It's clean. It's in a packet. You can tell it's
in
fresh.
a packet, you say?
Well, it's the skins.
Nature's packet.
Nature's packet, mate.
Yeah, that's like calling a water earth juice.
Earth juice, yeah, that's right. It's never going to catch on, Tim.
No, I'm trying it.
I know, it's not gonna
just work. One glass of earth juice, thanks.
Yeah. What was that?
H2O.
This is nice. Mm. It's not nice. Water. It's chlorine.
It does taste like chlorine.
Yeah.
And the bottles.
When did we settle for that?
The bottles you get in 7-Elevens or whatever, just bottled water, they've stripped everything out of it.
Oh, you can taste it.
They've filtered it. Like,
you can taste
there's
it.
There's no minerals in
it's
it.
Like, it's like swimming pools. Sometimes when you swim, the water is heavier, and sometimes it's lighter. It depends on the chemicals you put in it.
Oof.
Yeah, true that. True that.
Is that after or before a flocculate?
I think once you get in a green pool, you're pretty much flocculated.
Right.
Yeah, you're focked.
How do you defoc?
How do you defoc? Yeah. You're back.
Oh, flock.
Yeah, flock.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
It's to the weighing down of the... No?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Flock.
Flocking. Flacking. Fracking is the scraping down of the...
Gas.
Chris
right
into Link, that's his non-civilian name. I saw a dude at the gig last night, and the hip-hop gig. Just divert for a second.
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep up,
because everybody you say, it's you're torn between whether you introduce yourself as your professional name so that people can place you, or if you just go, oh, yeah, I'm Tim. I had a dude come up to me last night and went, Timmy Taco.
Oh. Crunch, yeah.
Okay, you're one of us.
Yeah.
He got special bonus points for that.
Yeah, you get a request if you
Yeah,
if
well,
you
that's won. It. And another guy,
so he's a
another
pod.
Guy said, well, what was your name again? He goes, just Tom. I said, oh, so you're rolling with your civilian name tonight, are you? He goes, yeah, I don't have any other special names. But Interlink.
Alter Egos.
Alter Egos, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
And stage name. Chris brought over a new coffee machine. Have we gone over the coffee machine before? And it's one of them $3,000 fandangled ones.
Nothing but trouble.
It is nothing but trouble.
Because, you know, it's like running a pill. You've got to deflock the
milk. Because it keeps giving me a
scrape out.
A scrape out. Yeah. Kelsey.
Fucking
flock.
Nightmare.
Kelsey Flock. Time to Kelsey Flock.
The best coffee maker I've been bought
is
a Prezzo. It's very simple. It's like the ones where you, like at the coffee shop, where you put the ground grinds.
Beans.
The beans. And in that little thing, put it on, press the button, water comes out, drips into the fucking cup.
Yeah.
No moving part. There's like water tank, and then
how long till you get your coffee though?
It's seconds, and it's hot.
Is it, it pushes the water through?
Just
so
pushes the water
drip,
through. Nah,
drip.
It pushes through. You turn it off when you feel like that's enough.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Throw the grinds in the garden.
Yeah, right. Oh, the garden, you say?
Man, okay, this is wife corner.
We're going
we
on to
wife corner.
No, you're quick.
Cassie refuses to put the grinds in the green bin, in the garden.
Why not?
Because she has to go outside 4 steps to the green bin.
Yeah, gotcha.
But does the other 4 steps to our actual inside bin.
Yeah, but she needs to go left instead of right.
I'll tell you why. Look, I don't really care, but it's like that bin smell
but
you hear. You,
oh,
smell.
Yeah,
that's
but
organic.
You've got every reason to complain while you're picking the coffee grinds out for your garden.
Yeah,
right?
I've done that a few times.
Have you?
Yeah, fucking
hell. Oh, that's crook.
I'll even ask cafes sometimes if I can have their grinds. But it's like that. Like, wifey, if you're listening to it, I love you. It's, I don't really care. I'm just trying
that's
to fill
irrelevant.
The time.
That is irrelevant.
The reason bin smells, people, punters, is like anything organic, a tea bag, a banana peel,
scraping
pasta, anything, right?
Yeah,
keep that outside in that little green bin. put it in your compost, right?
Okay.
You've been all week, fill it up. It's just full of plastic and then no goos. There's no juice in it. There's
no
maggots.
I get it. I'm almost siding with her under the I can't be fucked clause.
Yeah. I
totally
understand.
I might roll with an I can't be fucked doing that.
I think that's what she's rolling with.
Because I know what, when they gave me that little green bin and went, start putting all your shit in here, you fucking slaves. Right?
Yeah.
I went, fuck you, fucking telling me what to fucking separate.
Yeah.
And then you go to the fucking the recycling plant.
Oh, you go to the tip, and it's just
There's
no recycling going on, people.
No,
There's nothing like that happening.
Oh, there's recycling going on at home, but not on the other end.
Nah. Going to a bloody hole.
Yeah.
Get back to your coffee machine.
So it's a one button deal.
Mm.
It's way better than the tiny potty, but it takes up the equivalent. Well, I worked it out. It's about $10,000 of real estate on my property.
On your bench.
Well, because the fucking property values are so high.
If you break it down per meter,
That's what we're down to. It's like
this.
But we had to do a full cupboard scrape out to accommodate this coffee machine to conceal it.
Mm.
It is that it's in a good spot.
Does it work?
It works like a bloody gum. But
in
order to get it, he gave me two of them.
Right.
One of them's broken. I don't know which one. He gave me the one.
Yeah. Same brand?
Same Brando.
So he used some parts from that.
Yeah. Marlon Brando.
Wow.
And so we plugged and cleaned in one of them, and lo and behold, that was the working one. Oh, I think he gave me two working ones. Trying to fuck me.
Yeah. Like, because it calcifies and you need to...
You've got to get in there.
$60 for the decalcifier.
Well, you got to, like on those YouTube videos, you got to pull everything apart, all the screws and everything, and then bloody...
So this is why
do you ever watch those? They're a good... That's a good sleeper.
Yeah.
Sleeper cell.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm still for the Jezbot Classic Standard.
What's that?
It's a scoop of coffee in a mug.
Makona.
Maybe two scoops if I'm feeling frisky, and then a couple of sugars and
I got myself a jar, and when I can't be fucked reaching my index finger out and pressing the large coffee thing, I do go the scoopo.
Yeah.
When I'm in tradie mode,
yeah.
I don't sit there none of that shit.
Just put the kettle on, Nescafe,
make a Sanger.
Yeah.
By the time that's done, whip up a fucking It doesn't matter.
Mavis has called.
Is she? We've got all the bring-ins today.
It's calling.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this much. Don't call me.
Mm-hmm. What? Asshole.
On a Saturday or a weekday before 9 o'clock, please. Not you.
Yeah.
Just anyone. Just don't fucking
call. I thought you were a tradie, mate.
Yeah. I thought you were a tradie.
Mm.
Why aren't you up at 6?
That's
o'clock?
Weird. That's weird. So you're in the early morning trade traditionally.
Traditionally,
right? So you're battling the early morning calls. What I get is the late night calls.
Mm.
I get the 11:30 wraps.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the 2:30 in the morning tribute text.
Uh-huh.
You're a sick cunt. I just wanted to know you're a legend in the scene. Who is this? Who is this?
I want to sleep.
Yeah, it's and then I get it. If I get a tribute text, I get an early morning text, which is more of an apology, an anti-tribute.
Yeah. Sorry
reverse,
about that last night.
Reverse tribute.
I should be more mindful about people's.
Yeah, I just spread over my text, and actually, I'm more embarrassed than impressed.
Yeah,
it's like, don't worry about it, mate. Yeah, no, it's good.
I had one of those calls last night because I went to this quick job just to put in this post for this, wrapping up this thing.
Mm.
Boom, hit the old storm water pipe.
Oh,
right.
Fuck.
The illegal power hookup that they used to run a grow show in the back.
Gotcha.
Illegal grow show.
It's 200 down.
Yeah, it's 200 down. They'd already disconnected that. So I'm like, hey, well, fuck, that's the illegal power.
That can't be, that can't be right. Water right next to it. Right.
No, there's boom, straight into the pipe, right? I was supposed to be there for 10 minutes. And then...
That's his full dig out.
And then I'm there with him, and I see, mate, he's like, oh, mate, sorry about that. I should have known. Yeah. I was like, how the fuck would you have known, mate? Let's just get a plumber. It's all right. So I keep digging. Boom. Main power.
Did you hit it?
I must have, just... scrape the top, or I didn't die.
Okay,
it didn't blow up.
Yeah, because if you're behind the line,
yeah, there's sweet safety switch.
As do nukes. Is that that's gonna kill you?
I think
right?
You fucked, because I was holding a metal jackhammer.
Oh fuck!
And I've seen the Conjure.
Die before you dig.
Yeah, and this is what we came to. He's like, he later. 5 hours later, I'm in the garden just having a bloody garden off of loving it because it's mild weather. And he calls me up and goes, hey, mate, it's David. I said, hey, man, how you going? He goes, oh, I just wanted to call you up. I'm fucking so sorry. I should have been on that. Like, you could have died and it could have been so much worse. And I was
that's all right. Tributes.
Mate, I haven't even thought about it since then. He goes, oh, what? So I've ruined your afternoon as well. I'm like, yeah, you dickhead.
Thanks. He did that.
He laughed. And he goes, oh, just didn't want you to think that I'm a dickhead. And I'm like, mate, I don't think you're a dickhead.
No,
I actually think you're a pretty nice guy.
Oh, well, that means a lot coming from a tradie. I really respect that. That's why he felt shit. It's the old fucking, yeah, can you go to me, do us a favor, mate, go to me toolbox and get me a three quarter inch
spanner.
Left hand spanner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could do that. And then you stand at the fucking box going, what the fuck is a spanner? That's me.
Yeah, but I don't mind.
Spanner. He said it was in the red box, and they're all fucking red. I can't stand it. But he's done that because he didn't want to be de-bloked.
Yeah.
It de-loused.
Yeah.
He wanted to make sure that you walked away going, yeah, he's one of the boys.
Yeah, well, he's got more work for me, so I don't give a shit what he does.
Yeah.
But as for the early morning stuff, yes, I am in traditionally a role where I would be up early. But if I'm going to those body corporate places where there's 75 car spots, I wait until, I don't get there till 9:30 when everyone's gone. They're already at work.
I know, you've seen those bloody ads where the water's pissing out of a tiny hole of a tank and they get the Gorilla tape and they go, whoopsh, right? And then it seals it up for good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So is that possible to have a roll of that tape?
Yeah.
On board,
yeah.
You get down, and you just kink a water pipe,
yeah,
and you just go whoosh, gorilla.
What the fuck is that?
That's sexy.
Where did that come from?
Oh, nice.
That wasn't even a joke. That was just there.
Okay, we'll just leave it.
That's fine for a PVC pipe, plastic pipe.
That's what I'm talking about.
When you get the old urban wear, that.
Oh no, I'm not talking about that. That stuff, mate. That stuff you should. It's your duty to pull that out, isn't it? by law, I'm supposed to pull this out. No, we slappity doo dah, ding dong dandy. Or is there a excuse me? that's the sound my mind makes when I have new ideas.
Yeah.
My new world idea is like a resin based tape.
No, I get you. I get you.
It turns into placard.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yes, it does exist. Yes,
it does.
Yeah, it does. But okay. I mean, I'm not. No, I've started putting in my quotes, dial before you dig. You must dial before you dig.
Monash fences
will not be liable for any
things. Yeah.
You need to know where it is.
Product is as is, from a non-smoking home.
Yeah.
And Eames era is the other.
I've only hit one gassy. I've hit two gas pipes. One was out here at your house, 20 years ago. It was 100 mils. It was dancing on the third.
It was.
A lawnmower would have got that eventually.
We got out of that one.
Yeah, we got out of that one, and then I got out of the other one. It was a 300
bucks. Actually, they relocated
that
pipe
for
free.
The last gas I hit, right, it was the initial dude who rocks up, takes photos and talks to me and makes sure I'm not... cowboy.
Yeah.
Then he was there. Then a truck rocked up, and then two blokes got out, and then another truck rocked up. Another two blokes got out, got their machine off. Ugh. They dug the whole thing. They did it, and it was $300.
Oh,
couldn't believe it. He goes, because you're a good dude, well, you obviously done the right thing. It was just like, it was fucking good.
Because you're a good dude. Well, right. Because... Well, no, that says it all.
Yeah.
That says it all.
They can tell. They can tell I'm a tradie.
We've been going down to a bloody recycling centre in South Melbourne to dump off some green waste with this other bloke we've been doing down that side. Sure. He's a resident and whatnot.
Mm.
But it should be 80 to 120 drop-off fee. And the dudes just started waving him through. Right? So he recognised him each time.
Tribute.
So tribute the first time, tribute the second time. But now we pull up to the thing and we're like, no, you know, do we like, is this still valid?
Yeah. You've got to have the same dude on the gate.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
And then the gate you just drive out of. But he's up $400-$500.
Yeah, every time.
It takes us 3 seconds to dump it.
Mm.
So it's very expensive. I really don't understand the value of all that, because your mate just said, oh, you're a good bloke. Yeah, you can have a 300, which means the prices are fucking fabricated.
Yeah. Well, I think he saw that. It was only a couple of, it was 300 mil deep, should be six.
Yeah.
It was right next to an old post.
Yeah, right.
And
so they've done the work.
And I said, look, man, I'm just putting the post exactly where it was. It's not my fault.
Yep.
Oh, I'm a droid, blah, blah, blah. How you going, mate?
Yeah. Check out me fatigues.
Yeah. Check out.
I like that.
Really, what else? Work-based.
Doesn't matter. What else could you put on there to get you out of stuff? And does that stand?
Yeah, it stands.
Stand. Stand.
I talked to an aircon guy and we're talking shop.
Yeah.
And he just goes, mate, I talked to my lawyers. I got them to write up a little clause that if you don't pay within 7 days, it's 5%, 5%, 5% every day. Like,
and then what's
on charge.
What's the legal font size for that clause?
Tiny.
Yeah? What, we're talking a six?
Yeah, no, four. Soaking wet. New Times Roman. but he goes, like, you think about it. If a builder does it, and I'm doing 16, or I'm doing a group of flats or whatever, and he decides not to pay, it actually goes through the bank somehow.
Yeah, right.
Where... Yeah, the builder gets like fined or something like that. He goes, but yeah, if you put the clause on there and then they sign up to it and it's all legit, they have to pay.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, do that.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, fuck those cans. We did the old ChatGPT run it through the garden resume for Audrey.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes up a treat.
It does.
And so I don't want a job. I'm never going to get a job. I don't want a job, right? And I certainly don't want a job that says, give us your resume, Chuck, give us your demo tape, right? That kind of stuff. Resume to me is demo. It screams 100%. Demo tape. And I thought, because it was just so ace, the results, Lego is ace.
Mm.
I was going to make a super list. I was going to write down every fucking thing I've ever bloody done.
Oh, yeah.
Right? In the history of my entire thing.
You've forgotten more than you've done, Tim.
Well, I've got... Because I keep business diaries.
Oh, yeah.
And if I find $2 on the road, I write it in the new book. Found $2 on the road, right? Because that's how I meticulously keep track of every goddamn cent. So I can work out what I've done, who I did it for, when I did it, right?
You did with Vanessa. You had a canteen. You ran Mervac cleaning.
Yeah. Did puppet volunteer, puppet making. I've been on 240 albums. I've worked with these artists.
Stage management.
Stage management, world tours.
Caterer. A labourer.
Yep.
A gardener. A landscaper.
Yep.
A pool cleaner.
Pool cleaner. I've done...
Did you ever tile a pool with Steve, our brother?
But I clean tiles. Does that count?
Yeah, you're a tile cleaner.
But I was thinking just doing a power list, like just ultimate everything list.
Yeah. And then run it through the
chat. Yeah, because everybody says, because you do a resume and they go, oh, take that off. That's irrelevant. But I want a taco. I want a taco resume.
It's like 25
like,
pages.
I want it to.
Duties included.
I want to be impressed by myself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you're a toy maker.
Toy maker. I've done market stalls. I've done movie scores,
podcaster,
podcasting. I've also done
producer,
yeah,
DJ.
Now I've moved into the field of doing so generic AI style backing free, royalty free backing tracks for your
all the animations you used to, all the animations you did,
animation, podcasting.
It's a crazy amount, man.
Oh, it's fucking nuts. Flooring,
yeah.
Painting.
Yes. You would have chopped out sexton on plumbing.
I've done plumbing. You beat done up on roofing.
Roof. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Right, chopping wood. You're a wood collector. You've helped me like load up wood.
Do I list it?
Yeah.
And then sublist duties in each job.
It does it. Yeah.
Okay. And then I go through and find.
And then you go, that I didn't do that one, did I?
Okay. Yeah. And then you delete.
Because then you got to go, you can think of bookkeeping. You're a marketer. You're a CEO.
Promotion, writing and promotions. stage management. Event coordinator.
Yeah.
Fucking in studio therapy, mentorships, workshops.
You've helped me on decks. You've
film editing.
Very wide
camera. Cameraman, Channel 31. I did for a stint.
Radio.
Did radio show Kiss FM, Sun FM. I've been on Fox. I've been on Eon. I've been on
Triple J.
3CR. Yes, 3CR. Yeah. I've been in the newspaper. That's not
kind of a big deal.
This is what. So what do I go? Jobs category, personal achievements.
Yeah, I think you need to break it up with like artistic, manual labor.
Yeah,
like build it up.
Yeah, so lists
times
of
you've
lists
run your own
lists.
Business. Different
self-made different businesses,
but it's true, man. It's like everyone. If you everyone. Well, hustlers actually writes what they have done. It's there's a lot.
Oh, I went to England.
A lot of work.
That's I went right. to England.
Signwriting.
And they put me in the news. No, I did signwriting, but they put me in the newspaper because I went and did. They go, we need this dude I was working with. We need a bloody drummer for our band in the studio because there's a photographer coming to promote our band and the drummer's.
Sick.
No, the drummer's like bust his arm. He's left the band. Yeah. We've got no drummer. Do you know how to drum? I went, fucking no. I'm out of old sticks. And he said, come on, we just fucking got a studio. And right? That. And then the newspaper dude for the local newspaper rocked up and interviewed us and like, oh, we got this dude in. They promoted me as like this guy they bought over from Australia, this drummer they bought over from Australia, and all this kind of stuff. They listed me as Jim Travis.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Jim Neighbors. Was that when you're in England doing.
And then I got a newspaper over there.
Like for painting. You're painting murals.
I was doing a bloody fit out with Vanessa's sister, which was a big roller skating rink for. Some big company.
Right.
And we had to do like 1,000-meter murals fucking, it was scaffolding and it had a roller skating rink in it and a penny parlor.
Sweet.
It was sick. It was sick. They went bust almost straight away.
Played the Pooners.
And then at the end of it, Queek got the VIP pass and we didn't. So we were just like standing there watching her. Behind the thing, as
what?
A VIP.
When it opened?
Yeah, at the grand opening. She couldn't get me in the VIP section. I was like, fuck this shit. Going home.
Going to get a pint.
Yeah. Done a lot. So I'm going to run it through the ringer. Do a resume review?
Yep.
Review my resume. I can say, Tim, that you've done blah, blah, blah. And then you can ask me about it and I'll tell you.
To qualify it, to
well,
make sure
yeah.
you
well,
to test it.
There's a lot of subjects that we can go. You go, when did you do, when did you make a...
when did you have a band called Moldy Phlegm?
That was in 1980. No, that would have been 1990. Fuck it, hell.
92.
Must have been. 91,
yeah,
92.
90, yeah, with Owen.
Yeah, and back when we did 2BM.
Yes.
Backtrack. First hip-hop thing in 93.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, so look, Tim, I mean, this is your Sunday. This is your lot. This is you're done.
This is it. I'm going to spend the rest of the day on the couch.
Yeah, I'm pretty much looking to do that. I might mow the lawns. Haven't done that all summer.
Yeah.
I left it long so it didn't burn.
Yeah, I got a mower tribute
from
our brother Mikey T.
Like a freshie.
Yeah, new one. So I was like, do I go and get the... Because I pulled the old string cord of my old one. I went, snap. And you can't get in the housing. You have to actually take it to a place to take the housing off.
Well.
Yeah, no, I tried.
Yeah, it's a prick.
It's hard to get into. And I was just like...
And then if you do open it, you got to make sure that the spring-loaded thing, you know, that when you pull it, it reels it back
recoils.
In.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go too tight, and then I don't want to go back in. So I was like, oh, I'll go down, spend $50 in the bloody thing, new stringo, all this kind of stuff.
$50.
$50 opening fee, and then $150 string, and then the installation.
Yeah, so... And what's a new lawnmower cost at Bunnings? $200.
Or a tribute for free. Yeah. Mm. So I just got the tribute. And he threw in a free whippersnipper.
Is it? Oh, because he's not... His no new lawns. Property is no lawns.
No lawns. No lawns.
Is that how you want to live, though? No lawns?
No. No.
I need some grass.
Not for me. I reckon I do too, yeah. So I've got to get out there and do that. Not today, though.
No. Couch.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that...
Buddy, Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Origins I'm on.
Mm.
It's my 16th Assassin's Creed. It's
mental.
It is fucking mental. It's fucking stupid. It's stupid. It's
the same game.
But...
Every time.
Big mistake in gaming. Played Red Dead Redemption. Uh-huh. Went back to Assassin's Creed.
Couldn't do
cannot
it.
Cannot compare. Just doesn't compare.
Red Dead's so much better.
Oh, what a game.
What a game. What a I told you, game. Man. I told you, if you open that up, it'll be it. You'll be
no just... idea that Red Dead Redemption 1 is... No, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a prequel to 1.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so
John
it ends...
John Marsden's...
So it ends... Like, because I'm Arthur in that one.
Oh.
And I meet John, and then John goes on to become Red Dead Redemption 1.
Gotcha.
So I've played it in the right order. Of chronological.
Clever.
Yeah. So there you go.
I love it.
I just got to get my hands on it.
Yeah.
It's still $70. Dirty. I'm just fucking not interested.
Busy, busy hands.
Yeah, that's it. All right, okay.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, look, it's a catch up. It's a rinsing out the old
you explain
decalcifying
to me
the coffee
in one
machine.
Sentence what jumping the turnstile is.
A tired look at a busy week.
That's very good. Yeah? I like it.
Two brothers complain about nothing and everything all at once.
Ah, very good.
With the occasional cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Timmy Tarko.
I'm Jez Bob.
Ooh, rude.
You already said that.
Though. Yeah.
They hop, they duck, they climb. They go through two at a time.
You're jumping the turnstile, jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
Leap over the turnstile.
Hop over the turnstile. That technique is like a ninja.
Jumping the turnstile.
And it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile.
Jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice, I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, I do it, I get away because
and there was no one there, so I figured it'd be easier to jump the turnstile.
Well, I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I've definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping.
Turnstile instead of just paying a $2.25.
That one technique, I'll pull the turnstile back. Like that, boom, boom. My upper body is not moving, it's my leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This is the